This is my understanding. To make it simple, I think Datuk and Buat Hassan won't deep so detail like Ashara San and Fendi. My thinking is, earlier in the PMM you have explained about regulation, that it is very important for ASSB to comply, right? You have given the numbers of 35 versus 208. Right? So this regulation item is very important for ASSB and QA to control because these are COP items. Right? In the year of 2015, ASSB failed in terms of R101, one of the standard of the regulation. Correct? We failed. Right? Not just us, IMIN also failed. Right? So today, let me pick one of that example to explain to you how do we control that. Correct. Is this part clear? Clear? So in terms of control, QC will come in. I have how many documents? 3-4 documents I need to control. Correct? Yeah. Control means I need to know that regulation item of R101, how to check, when to check, what to check. Correct? Nobody tell you how to do it, right? In order to do that, I have how many documents? From A, B, C, D, you must come with the flow. But what are the important documents that comes first? Assumption is, this is first document that comes. This will be provided by EMC, for example. You must know where is the flow later. You must keep in your mind first when I explain. You must explain how many papers are there. There are four papers that are very important for me to control this regulation of admission. First, EMC will tell me, you must explain, what is this paper? Does this paper tell me what to check, when to check, what is this? And when ASSB look at this, second paper that I need to create, what is that? Because this is general as a guideline for admission. For me, I need to break down this according to my models. I have gasoline, I have diesel, I have hybrid, I have what? So I need to break down into the details, control plan. After this, what? I need to know, I need to develop a check sheet for every model, what can I check? Finally, this is a test report that I need to submit to whether TMC or the authority. This is my job. Correct, until here. This is my job. Right? Learning from R101. Based on the problem that we have. Mr. Maida, you have to come in. Mr. Maida, the CEO of DMA, asked us to use this method, Office TPS, to see where is our problem, to put down all these processes here in place. Where is our failure? Right? Using this, I have identified 6 problems, 7 problems, 8 problems. Where is the problem? Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. You get my point? Do you understand? Is it difficult to understand?
Careful.
You need to follow the how they explain? You get my point? So there are 8 problems. Why I fail? Because number 1, when I say TMC give me the information, was it clear? I know, I don't know. I don't have guidance. That's the first problem. I need guidance. Second, when I create this, I do not know what are the details to check. I need to confirm with designer. I need to confirm with TMA. Very time consuming. I don't have that experience. You get my point? How do you connect this to your problem? When I develop that check sheet, again, gasoline, diesel, hybrid, ICE, I do not know what should be the correct way of doing it. As of now, this is my problem. But I don't know why you use D03. I thought always you are using back the R101 problem. You see where I'm coming from? So you can come in and say, oh, Maida-san, because of that problem, Maida-san asked us to use this office. This is the organization chart. We are under team B2. This is what we are doing. But you need to understand where is that missing point. If I am explaining, I will explain that way. Then you will use the highlight line. Let's say this is document 1, right? Where is the process of document 1? You're seeing here. This one. Where is that? You need to link the problem of 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know where is your problem. Because the day you must remember, Dato was not in the PMM, you wouldn't know. So in the PMM, you have explained there are 35 regulation items A and B have control. Right? And just to share, actually, we failed one of the compliance in 2025. Which is the R101 issue. Right? Not only us fail, IMIN also have this problem. Because of that, Myra CEO created this organization chart to use TPS to visualize that problem. Right? Today, using one example, I want to explain what is our job flow and what went wrong. Where it went wrong? What went wrong? Then you can explain. As a general flow of our work, this is the flow. We're getting the standard from DMC, this is where we make the standard, blah, blah, blah. In detail, I'll let QC do explain. You finish there. Then QC come in. Okay. For one, there are 35 regulation items. Let me explain to you one of the regulation items related to a few. There's actually 4 documents I need to control. For me to understand how to test, how to fulfill, how to make the correct judgment, I need these 4 documents. And how does these 4 documents come in place? First, TMC will give me a guideline. From here, I need to create one. From here, I need to create one. Then using TPS, how we visualize where is our problem. There are 6 problems, there are 7 problems here. Number 1, understanding the standard. You are saying what here? Wrong testing, wrong perform, wrong judgment, right? These 3 must come, where is it? You understand my script? This script, general. Because I've said, rightfully you have 35. This 35 is the same, you have to control this 35. Regulation item, right? Then you better have your document there, so how you control. Easy enough, the script. You just need to understand in detail. You need to give some example. This one comes from DMC. Example of the R101. What they ask us to check. But this is very general. Right? Because in our plant, we have gasoline, we have hybrid. We need to create model by model. This is where we create our own control plan. From here, we need the inspection list for our members. As a result, this is my final report that I need to submit to the regulator, the COP
regulator or
authority or what, the final. So from here, what went wrong for this? Where is the crucial area that we have identified? Then you explain what is the countermeasure. Do we explain countermeasure here?
No, not yet.
So at this point of time, we are just identifying where are the critical areas that we need TMC to support. Where is the critical areas that we feel that TMA need to come support? Where is the critical area that we feel that coordinator need to come in and support? This is where we are looking at now. Thank you. We will brief you in the next meeting.
Okay, boss. Let's discuss.